You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hi everyone, you are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com. It is Saturday, the 21st of November for me, but it is still Friday for most of the people listening live. So, hi everyone, this is the FAG, because I changed the name, because I can change the name. Now it's called the FAG. So the FAG is for the Friday Audio Garrulous, and I will find another one next week. But today is the FAG. So hi everyone, welcome to the FAG Audio Chat. That sounded exactly as I wanted.
Hello. How does French guy... Oh, who's here? Go ahead.
Yes, so I will make the round of everyone that is here. So I am with, as you can hear, Fakeologist Mobile this time.
Yeah.
I am also with Spider Phallus, and Purple Play, and Cooler is also with us. So I'm not the only one in Europe.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
All right. Purple, say something.
Hello, I'm here.
That a lady. You must be the only French guy that knows what garrulous means, because I bet you almost no one here knows what it means, including me. I've heard the word. Hello?
So what word? Garrulous.
Garrulous. He called it the Friday Audio Garrulous.
I did not know what that meant. I didn't know what it meant. I just figured FAG was like the cigarette or like the person who gathers sticks.
No, that's what I meant. Oh, he went away. Yeah, did you hear what I said, Jairus?
No, because for some reason I was not able to hear anything.
Yeah, what I was saying was you speak French first. And you bring up a word garrulous, and I guarantee nobody knows here what it means.
How do you not spell that?
See?
I'm trying to look it up. I'm pretty sure I spelled it wrong.
It's G-A-R-R-O-L-O-U-S, but Jairus.
Well, I think.
Well, what does it mean?
Okay, I got it. It says given to excessive and often trivial or rambling talk. Tiresomely talkative. Wordy and rambling. That doesn't sound very...
Did you know that, Jairus?
Yes, because I did look it up before posting it. I was looking for a word that started with G.
All right, so you cheated a bit. I get it.
Yes, but that's not my first language. It's difficult to find something smart that... start with G. So for each and everyone that is here, I wanted you to listen to a short clip and we will discuss what this short clip is about just after. So
okay.
Let's go.
There have been previous films casting doubt on the COVID-19 pandemic and inspiring conspiracy theories. Well, now a new project has been launched in France. It's known as Hold Up. The two-hour, 40-minute documentary claims to shed new light on the health crisis, but it also effectively brings together an accumulation of conspiracy voices and skeptics, concluding without clear evidence that there is a global conspiracy plot to essentially subvert citizens in the pandemic. Now, the film features a number of false claims that have been debunked by French fact-checkers. For example, early in Hold Up, it suggests that France is not following the guidance from the World Health Organization and that masks are not necessary. But if you go onto the WHO website that you can do at home, you will see in bold on the website, make wearing a mask a normal part of being around other people. This is just one false claim featured in the film that has been debunked by fact-checkers. Now, Hold Up has received a lot of condemnation from senior French politicians. You have, for example, the deputy president of En Marche, who says on Twitter that this is not a documentary, this is not journalism. Instead, she describes it as blockbuster budget conspirational propaganda. Going even further was Letitia Avia, who said that this is fake news on fake news and a mind-blowing project. It is worth saying there are other high-profile celebrities and politicians who are promoting this documentary simply to cast doubt and criticize on the French government's response to the health crisis, but it features a lot of conspiracy theories. And perhaps more remarkable, there are also contributors, including a former French health minister, Philippe Douste-Blazé. He has since sought to distance himself from the project, saying that it was presented to him as a documentary, but he has not seen the film, and he says that if there are any conspiracy theories in it, he wants to disassociate himself from the project, saying that the health crisis we are going through is serious enough not to add any confusion to the painful times we are living through. Worth noting that Hold Up was initially launched as a campaign project via a crowdfunding page known as Ulul, and the co-founder of that platform has also since released a statement saying, on a similar sort of note, that they were also presented this as a documentary, but they since realized it was a banner for conspiracy theories that Ulul as a platform does not stand for. As a result, they have announced that they are taking action. Notably, they will not be advertising this film on their platform any longer, but they have also said that any and the entire commission that is made from this film, that will be donated to organizations dedicated to fact-checking and truthful information. Well, Tokes, this project has certainly got a lot of popularity, a lot of viral claims going around as a result of this, and a lot of analysts are saying this is because it is such a well-made documentary with a lot of money has gone into it. But important to say, a lot of conspiracy theories and false claims are also featured in this film.
Oh, wow. And that's mainly, is it in French? Hold up.
It's in French. I'm still looking for a translated version, but it's still not available. And really,
what about,
the thing is that
what about
I could
subtitle?
Do it myself, but no, there is no what subtitle in. I could
really?
Do it with subtitle, but it will take an insane amount
they,
of time. They will probably
why
not
would they
say
do that?
Because
why
for
would
a
they
simple reason.
Not, yeah.
Because it's not on any official channel on YouTube. It's on sub-channel, and you know what I mean. Those people won't do the effort. They will just report repost the documentary as is.
Oh, because doesn't YouTube make automatic subtitles?
Yes, in French.
No, but they would it do French to English?
No.
YouTube?
No, not on that case.
Oh. Okay.
They have no incentive to do it. But the documentary itself that I watch, it's long. It's very long and it's quite intricate. But it makes good point about the submission of the people, about the fact that, yes, the people are contrived to put masks and everything. But apart from that, it goes with the narrative, with the official numbers and everything like that. So it doesn't make much of a case for anything really that is of interest to us.
So you think it's a controlled opposition piece, sort of like Plandemic?
I think so. And also to mention something that is of interest, they mentioned this former minister, Philippe Douste-Blazy, that spoke in that documentary. And that guy is known for a persistent rumor of him being interested in young boys. So I will not give much credibility to any project that has that guy in. You know what I mean? It's not the type of guy
right.
I would have in my documentary.
So this documentary doesn't really have any truth in it. And they're just making it seem like it does by having the negative marketing where you can't have it.
Yes,
you
exactly.
can't watch it.
Yes, you can
yeah,
have it. It's, how can I say that? It's, I can find 15, 20 videos of TV shows that are mentioning the documentary, but it will take me a longer time to find the documentary itself. So.
That's brilliant marketing. I think they market all conspiracy stuff that way. Don't they?
Yes.
They really do.
Yes, it's a marketing of scarcity. So they make a few good points, of course, because some of the things they say are true. It's like everything. They cannot only rely on saying bullshit, but most of the time it's not that interesting and they are not making that much good point. But it's the talk of the street in the French conspiracy world, apparently.
Yeah, so it's not going to leak into the English conspiracy world because they're not translating it.
They will translate it. Someone will. I'm sure someone is already on it, but it takes time and it's 2 hours and 40 minutes, so I can only imagine it takes time to do it.
You watched the whole thing?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you're brave.
So we shouldn't give it any more attention.
Yeah.
Yes, but you asked the question, and I published it earlier in the week, so it was worth discussing in that sense.
Oh, yeah, I just saw a story about it, so I had to go to the number one French correspondent in Fakeology, that's you. So it came on my radar. How, I can't remember. I have so many sources, but no, you gave me enough information, so I don't have to really work on it anymore. That's what I mean. There's so much information. If everyone does a little bit, then I don't have to pay attention to it now. That's great.
Yes, yes. There is not that much. Like I said, I posted about it earlier in the week. And I already there isn't much to decipher from it. There is a small bit of information, but the main point is that the virus exists. People are dying, maybe not in the number mentioned, but there's no one that really makes the point that the virus doesn't exist, so why bother?
Well, I can tell you, I was in the hospital for my daughter, who went down on Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know, it was terrible.
What happened?
She was about to basically collapse because she has diabetes, which is really just depressing.
Wow.
Yeah, so she just came back today with her needles and her insulin, so now she has to learn a whole new skill, which really sucks for her. But I was in the hospital. We got in. Not easily, though. Even as parents, the nurse said, well, I'm allowing you guys in for 1 hour together just once as a favor, because I'm a parent.
Well, how nice of her.
Well, because the COVID rules say only one person, immediate family, can go into the ICU at any one time, and you have to book an appointment.
But,
in other words, they want one...
Mm-hmm. So she bent the rules for you just a little bit.
Yeah, that was nice. I'm not going to get all upset about it, but my point was the hospital was pretty much empty. That's the main thing I wanted to tell you guys. The ICU, the ICU might only have 10 rooms in it anyway.
Right.
So for an ICU to be full, okay, I don't think it was full, but I didn't go room to room.
Usually the intensive care is separate. And they have their own cubicles. I mean, they're already, like, isolated, right? You know, you got those rooms with the doors and nobody goes in or out. It's already all tightened up.
Oh, yes, it was. You cannot just wander into the ICU easily. And all I'm trying to tell you guys is it wasn't packed or overflowing. And there's very few people in the hospital. So.
Dude.
And that is counting.
Yeah,
that's against the narrative.
Yes,
that's
you and me, we did go
story.
Over the... We did last year go over the number of the occupation at the ICU in Quebec, if you remember.
Yeah.
And the thing is that they can say that it's 100%, but if there is only two beds in the ICU in one specific place, you get one car crash and you are overloaded. And there is nothing COVID-related in that.
Yes, yes. And quite honestly, a hospital, if you treat it as a business... It has to be 95% full. Otherwise it's wasting space. And most hospitals, a lot of hospitals, at least in public areas like here, they'll close half of the hospital if there's not enough demand. So they won't hire nurses, they won't hire cleaners, they'll close a whole half of a hospital. In the US, where it's more of a business, it has to be 100%. You wouldn't run a restaurant with 50% capacity because you'd lose money. So on a good day, a hospital should be overbooked at all times. There should be a lineup, just like in a restaurant. You want a lineup.
Yes, but restaurants are operating at half capacity in most places in the world right now. So that's how insane it is.
Well, in Toronto, they just shut them down again today. Toronto and the west side of Toronto, shut down, lockdown, here we go. I don't even know for how long, I don't even know if he said, maybe a month, I have no...
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Chris from HoaxBustersCall.com, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Ooh, boy, that's a blast from the past.
Yes, there is not much hope in the sense of the stop of any type of lockdown. But the other day on the newspaper, there was this picture, a collage with Bill Gates and vaccine and everything. And there was this long article about people that are not believing in the vaccine. And they wanted to tie it with corona skepticism and everything. They really wanted to hammer the fact that it's related to anti-vaxxers.
Well, they even said the purpose of this is to sell vaccines to the entire world multiple times a year. There aren't too many businesses that basically make it mandatory to buy their product. And just from a business point of view, we're talking trillions of dollars. There's just no way around it. So even if there's nothing in the vaccine, even if it's a squirt of salt water, which I doubt, and I'm not willing to take a chance, there aren't too many products that you buy that you would just buy them saying, oh, it's fine, you can take it, it's safe. There's not too many things you're just going to buy without knowing the ingredients or what's in it. You certainly wouldn't buy a food like that, would you?
Hi, y'all. Can you hear me?
Hi, Skylarkin.
Oh, I was just going to say that I did read this week that they're working on a team here to work on vaccine hesitancy. That's what they're calling it. That's the term.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what they're going to work it really hard with marketing and God knows what else.
If something is so good for you, why would they need to convince you to buy it? That's just one thing that people need to
exactly.
think about carefully. If it's so great, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And a video was circulating on WhatsApp this week. I tried to upload it on here, but the video was too big. But it was this woman who, I think she worked in she worked in the health industry anyway, and she was showing the ingredients on the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like male baby fetus, you know, it had to be a male, really bizarre. But as well as that, they're working on, and Dell Bigtree covered it as well, on AI intelligence that can basically pick up, I'm trying to remember what it is now. To pick up if there's any adverse effects from the vaccine, and they're expecting huge numbers, you know, and there's a document circulating with that, and, you know, some more people, I guess, need to see that, because, I mean, I did wonder if the video was genuine on WhatsApp, but the evidence was on Dell Bigtree and Dollar Vigilante as well, and, you know, you can source the website and everything, so, you know,
okay.
It's there in black and white, yeah? So.
Okay, yeah. If you get a video on WhatsApp, there's a good chance it's on YouTube or somewhere as well.
Yeah.
You can probably find that video.
Yeah. Dollar Vigilante's got it. There's a couple of screenshots I've put in anyway.
Yeah. I love Dollar Vigilante. He's great.
He's so good, yeah.
That guy is
great.
He just
rounds everything up. Yeah, he's brilliant. There's a lot that can
well,
be
yeah,
used, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he does. It's almost like he does a news show every other day or every day. So he really grabs the headlines and puts them up. It's actually, that's the kind of thing I like watching, because he'll show a video and I'm like, oh man, I got to find that video now. And sometimes he links to it, sometimes he doesn't. But it's always a great news wrap up. That's what I love about the internet. I'd rather have someone else than an official guy read me the news. Or read me the stories of the day.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi,
what's Taylor going Dan. On in Burma?
Hey. Hi. You're right.
What's going on in Birmingham there? Anything exciting? Lockdown-wise? Army-wise?
We're in our second lockdown now. And except it's... lockdown where you have to stay in your house, except you can go to work and school. Hardly any shops are open, just the supermarkets. You know, they've opened up DIY shops though this time, which is quite funny. They've got those open and
What's a DIY shop?
Oh, just like a hardware store, like, you know.
Oh.
DIY is do it yourself.
Oh, okay. So that's a hard...
Yeah.
Really? What's the idea behind that? Why? So you can build a house on your own if you want? Or fix your
house?
Well,
I think it... Yeah, I think they're trying to sort of be nice to us, you know, like you can decorate your house and all that with Christmas coming up. But it's funny because all the adverts have got people wearing masks. You know, supermarket advert. I even saw an advert for the vaccine the other day, for flu vaccine, and I've never seen a TV advert for flu vaccine in my life. The desperate man to push it.
This is the world's biggest marketing campaign that won't go away.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not going away. It would be like... If they wanted everyone to have a car, we would see ads for cars and told about cars 24 hours a day.
Well, did you hear about the next thing that Klaus Schwab mentioned, the
bioterror?
The
grid, or the cyber terrorists. Cyber.
Yes, if you so allow me, we can listen to the flu advert that you probably see on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Just the flu. I hear people say it every year. But there's no just about it. In an average year, the flu virus kills 11,000 people. And this isn't
11.
An average year. The flu vaccine is the best protection for you and those around you. That's why it's free to those most at risk. Ask your pharmacist or your GP if you're eligible for a free flu vaccine.
Yeah, you'll be the first to go down because you're at risk. Because the flu vaccination, it's only like 25% effective.
Yeah.
And who knows if that number is real?
And it's most, and you're probably...
Care about the numbers. It's the music. The music got me. Just the music. I'm ready to take a shot.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
And by the way, who measures how effective it is? Is there a study every single time they bring out a vaccine or a flu vaccine?
How would they know? Every year.
Would they know if it's effective? They wouldn't know until next year.
We never had a
really
flu test
it.
Before, right? How do they even know these people have the flu?
Exactly.
Well, it's to prevent them from getting the flu. That's the point. So if you didn't get the flu, how could you give all the credit to a jab and nothing else? It's crazy.
Yeah.
All the people I know that used to take the flu vaccine would always get it, and I have not taken it for over 20 years, and I never get the flu. So.
Yeah.
But the other thing I was gonna say about, you know, that's the only advertisement you've gotten, Sky, for a flu vaccination. I mean, we get countless advertisements for, remember, I don't know, a few years ago, it was like the whooping cough, and they were like telling, it was kind of the same thing where they're saying, okay, the little kids, the grandmas are going to give, you know, the little babies the whooping cough, so you shouldn't go see your grandchild unless you get the whooping cough vaccination.
That's terrible.
I mean, that was like, that was years ago, and that's when I think this whole thing started, the run up to it anyway. And then they started saying, you know, giving you what's the other vaccination that's really big, for the shingles? I guess it's the chickenpox one, but I mean, every year it seems like they come out with these new ones. We're always getting advertisements for vaccinations of one sort or another. Even the
The only companies that are advertising on TV are the drug companies in America.
Right.
They have every ad on the news
the
anyway.
When you get cut and they
tetanus.
The tetanus, yes.
I know. I got that shot. I told you this year. I don't know why I did it.
That's
and,
right.
And I was so sick. About a month later, I was on the floor sick.
That's terrible. Well, I just remember like a few years back when I had cut my finger on a paper cutter. And, I thought it was going to be really, I thought it was going to need stitches. So I went to the doctor. Well, it turns out I didn't need stitches and all they did was put a damn Band-Aid on it. So it was kind of, I shouldn't have gone. But anyway, the nurse says, oh, well, you should have, a tetanus shot. And of course I'm sitting there, bleeding and kind of a little lightheaded. And so I agreed to it. And then afterwards I went she gave me the paperwork, whatever, the little leaflet. And it was not just a tetanus shot. It also had, something else in there, I think it was some other cough thing or some other type. I can't remember now, but it was like three, other things in there as well. So I got like all these things.
Oh, wow.
Stupid, and I should never even have agreed to it. I didn't even need
it. I know.
Really.
I was so mad after I don't even know why I did it, but he sold me hard. He said, oh, I gave it to my wife last week. He was laying it on thick and he had just stuck his finger up my butt. So I was very vulnerable.
TMIS.
They do that though.
Like,
they used to do that back in the day.
So vulnerable, for crying out loud. You're in there and especially if you're undressed, it's like, my God, that's rape.
Yes, the last time I got vaccinated was in boot camp and the only reason I did it was because I was retarding everyone because my last name starts with a C, so I was maybe in the first four. And I was arguing with the guy and I was making everyone lose time. So in the end, they shot me with different things. Everything went fine. But it was long ago.
Yeah. Would you do it again?
No.
Did you know about vaccines then?
No, I know absolutely nothing. About nothing at all.
Yeah.
I was 20.
Yeah. Well, that's when they get you, when you don't know anything. That's the problem. They get it when you're young. You don't, you can't, how can you, it's hard to argue when you're young. You don't know anything.
You don't know
heavy,
better.
Heavy marketing, yes. That's our whole lives were just marketed constantly.
And they don't charge anything for them, but everything in the U.S. at least is, like, you can't go to the doctor without spending tons of money. And then they're willing to totally for free give you all these vaccines. It's like the only medical thing that they're just happy to do for free.
Oh, they're not free. They're not free. Trust me.
Well, they cost somebody money. It's costing something money. Something's costing money, but it doesn't. But
somebody's
any people,
for it,
a
yeah.
poor person, but a poor person could go. A person with no money, you could walk into a pharmacy and get a shot for free.
Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question. Like, did any of you guys ever heard by any chance about that Klaus Schwab character before Corona crisis?
Not really.
No. Because I'm in Switzerland, so. I knew about the guy because I'm in Switzerland, but it's not like he's a rock star around here. Like I said earlier on the text chat earlier in the week, he was just a middleman as far as I saw the guy. He was never an important player, in my opinion. Maybe that changed, or maybe he was all along, and I didn't notice it, but as far as I know, he was just the guy that was organizing the meeting, and he was not an important player.
What's his job?
What did you know him from then, before Corona?
Because because the World Economic Forum is held every year in Davos, Switzerland. So it was in the news for all my life.
Oh, wow, yeah. Interesting.
And the guy also was teaching in the university in Geneva, before my time, of course. But he's known in Switzerland. He's not an unknown person that suddenly popped in the scene or anything. It was known since he organized this World Economic Forum, but the fact is that he was never a big star, he was never the big guy or whatever, but maybe he was in the German-speaking part, and I missed that.
All right.
Oh, okay, interesting.
It's really sinister in that black outfit, isn't it? You know, that there's a lucky jacket, and it's just crazy.
Oh, it's the German accent just brings memories of the Fourth Reich back to me. It's not much you can do about that. Oh, God. He's evil. Well, I'm just going to listen now, guys. Have a good night. I might come back later, but there's
Thank
lots of people to talk.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a big crowd. Oh, you got a big crowd tonight, so you keep it going, guys.
Yes, yes. And I'm glad I had the possibility to answer your question on that documentary.
Oh.
I watched it, so
yeah,
you don't have to.
Yeah, you saved me a lot of time. Thanks. I appreciate
yeah, definitely.
It. All right.
Oh, but Take I figure care. That... Since it's in French and it's so bad, 20 minutes in, you would have gave up because it's too much boring, not interesting for our point. But since it's in French, you know, I can listen to it and do something else, or whatever.
Yeah. What were the conspiracies then? Was it all the ones that we know about with COVID then?
A little bit of everything, you know what I mean? It's like a mixed
yeah.
plate. You get some eggs, some salad. A little bit of steak, some rice, everything. A little bit of everything. But, like I said, yes, and they have a former French minister speaking on it. And this guy is well remarked to be a pedophile, so I'm not giving much credibility to anything this guy is participating in.
So, going back to what we were just talking about on the, what do you call it? Vaccinations. On another site I was on, there was a thing about, it said if you take the tuberculosis vaccination, that it'll help against the corona.
Yes.
But that's, I guess they're pushing that now for some reason.
Yes,
that
but estrogen
like
also might help you with corona.
Say again?
Estrogen might also help with corona. We should all take estrogen and grow boobs and see our testicles shrink and we'll be safe from the flu.
Well, I was just going to say, I think any vaccination now, they're just taking the momentum, I guess, is, you know, just telling everybody, hey, just fucking, if it's a vaccination, you know, you'll be good.
Yeah, that's
something.
Of course.
Who knows? Maybe they know that everybody's getting tired of hearing about them and they're just trying to, like, throw anything out there to get their money.
Maybe a year from now, we'll all have a lesser IQ because of the vaccine. And it will be great.
Well, I don't know. Like Ed said, I mean, because I got this on another site, which, or another Discord thing, where they were talking about vaccinations and there was a few young mothers who were trying to figure out, you know, which vaccinations they should give their small children. And it's just like, okay, it's hard to jump into that conversation, you know, when they're just starting out. It's like, I don't know that.
Yes, it's just a start because you cannot, you can avoid vaccinate your kids. And maybe he's 2 years old and you are giving him the cell phone or her the cell phone.
Yeah.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
I don't know if it is it's possible to totally not vaccinate your kids. I think that in this day and age, it might be almost impossible.
Right. Well, they were actually looking at the leaflets to see what was inside all of them, you know, and trying to determine what, you know, what exactly they're plugging into their kids, which is pretty good. At least, you know, we never had that. I mean, I don't ever remember anybody giving me any documentation. They just, you know, walked in with their little needle and made you hold your kid down, and away they went.
I don't
if you don't put your
kids.
If you don't put your kids in public school, you don't have to get the vaccine. At least around here.
Well, I eventually homeschooled my daughter, so I didn't get any vaccinations after a certain age. But yeah, I'm talking about when she was very young, when she was a baby, and I didn't know any better.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. But it's possible, but it's really hard. And then even if they go to college, don't you need vaccines to go to college now? I mean, they ask for vaccines. It's like any kind of a government-ran, like, agency at all, they just want you to get vaccinated, you know?
Well, I don't remember her having to get any for college. Because like I said, I started homeschooling in sixth grade, and she got no vaccinations after that. And when she went to college, I don't think she ever got any then either. I think the
Did she stay in the dorms, or did she stay in the dorms?
No.
It probably differs from college to college too, but I know if you stay in the dorms on some, they want you to be vaccinated and whatnot.
Well then, thank goodness for that. I think she got plenty of them as a child anyway, so I got it.
Yes, I use it to have a small leaflet with every vaccine they ever gave me as a kid. But I lost that long ago, and I never took a vaccine since. No use for that.
Yeah, here we have records of the vaccine. When your baby's born, they give you a little red book, and then they put all the vaccines in when they're little, so you've got a record. And you can get a hold of your own records now as well, medical records, and they're all recorded on.
We used to have a little game card that, you would have to have the doctor sign, and then you take it to the school as your proof.
I don't know about you, but that looks like the easiest thing in the world to forge, if you know what I mean.
I know, right?
I just...
The one I have is a kid. You only need a small STEM kit for kids, and you are good.
I appreciate fighting the system and all that overtly, and saying I'm not going to put my kids in school there, fighting a good fight, but there's also something to be said for quietly just putting little stamps on your little car to send your kids off to school as if everything's all fine, too. You know what I mean? I wonder how many people do that. And what are those people called? I say that people who fake vaccinations in the future are going to be called skip-vaxxers. And that is something that I've never heard somebody talk about before. What are the people called that skip vaccines and they pretend to be vaccinated?
Could be.
Uh-oh. Hello?
I don't know who that was. Somebody was telling me.
Oh.
Oh, that was me. Sorry, my voice mod was turned on. Sorry.
Well, now that you gave away your secrets, everybody's going to
know. What did I sound like? I think it's on Cop Walkie Talkie. Yeah, it is.
Sound good now, though. Cooler.
Good.
That's pretty good.
They're going to make these vaccines hard to fake, I think.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. But Benoit, didn't you say there is a test to check if people have vaccines? I mean, not with showing a...
There will be one, I'm sure. I don't know that there is one. I don't know. Some protein that they might add to the vaccine and that will show in your blood for a certain period of time. And then when that specific protein is absent, they know that you have to be shot again. But I stopped school at 12, so... Don't quote me on that.
Like a software update or something?
Yes. They know that the software is not up to date because when they test you for the virus, they might also test you for the presence of the vaccine.
It's not looking very good, but I don't know. I don't have anything to say really now.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to let that one fall to the ground and not deal with it.
What have they said in your countries when the vaccine's available? Because here they're saying December, just a few weeks.
Really? They already have one made? Yeah. They already made a vaccine? They made the vaccine, huh?
Well, yeah, with the Pfizer one, they've said it's 90% effective. And I'm sure today, I mean, Matt Hancock, he seems to be working overtime. That's the health secretary here because they've said December. They've said...
I heard Trump come out and say ours wasn't coming until next spring. I think it was Trump. Somebody said it wasn't coming until next spring, and I was like, okay, what?
Does the vaccine only reduce symptoms, though? Is that what it only reduces the symptoms? It doesn't, like, keep you from catching it or something like that? Is that the one that they're releasing?
Oh, wait,
I'm not sure, but you've got to have two doses of it, I think.
Yeah.
That's what they've said as well. It's not just one. You've got to be topped up. And then after that, you might have to be topped up every year because they think it's something that's not going to go away. It'll be annual like the flu.
Oh, they're going to make so much money. Somebody's making money, baby.
Bill Gates, man, is making them trillions.
Oh, yeah. He knows what, yeah, yeah.
It will
that
be great.
Evil genius. That evil, psychotic genius.
It will like the new NHL or NBA 2K coming out. Everyone will rush to get their new updated version of the vaccine.
Yeah, like the new iPhone.
Exactly.
Jeez. That's depressing.
Oh, it's
it
cool.
It is depressing.
It's like
I
a
found
movie.
Depressing.
I found it fantastic.
Actually, you know what's really, I don't know, do you remember Skylark and you saw the movie Soylent Green and there was like some advertisement
yeah.
for Soylent. Okay, now that's different.
Yeah, that Soylent has been around a long time. That's
yeah.
That food supplement. But yeah, they clearly got the name from the first. But I did read a post today in another forum about this meat that they're making in a lab. And I know that Bill Gates has got one, but this is one that's made from human tissue. Have you heard of that?
What?
Yes, it's a kit or something.
Yeah, it's a little kit so you can cultivate it yourself. In
delicious.
Your own home. I know.
Sounds so good. That sounds good, man. That sounds good.
Well, maybe when we get a little more hungry, maybe, but right about now, I don't think so.
I'd rather it's
cannibalism.
That's my
cannibalism. Cannibalism is the worst thing in the world, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
But it is cannibalism. I'd rather be vegetarian. Fuck that shit.
No.
Yeah, I would, Benoit. I'd rather just be vegetarian.
No, no, no. I said many times I want to farm old people so they can defend themselves.
Why would you could have nice young kids?
It's too sad to eat kids. No, I want to eat old people. I will farm them.
Oh, my God.
Put them
God.
In some kind of enclosure. Every time I'm hungry, I pick one of them up and I
oh,
eat
God.
Holy.
That would be really tough. That would be tough meat, though. That would be like mutton.
Yes, but they will not be able to scream or defend themselves. I'm going for the soft target there.
I hope.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're joking.
Of course I am.
I'm just kidding.
No, but it's like a real Soylent Green that you'd have going there. The real deal. Not little discs, but just real flesh.
But if you can grow it from human cell, you can probably grow it from animal cell too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why is that necessary? It's just crazy. Stupid.
Well, and
the gene itself is not that bad, because if with some basic cell you can grow food that contains protein, it's not the worst idea ever. It's kind of strange to hear that like that, but it's not the worst. It's growing it from human cell, that is the issue.
Yeah. Does it float my boat?
Well, then it could be like, you know, the vampires. Once you've had it, then, you know, you can't help yourself and you want to go, like, take it. Forget the middleman, you know?
Yeah. Just straight for the neck, straight for the jugular.
Go for the person, you know, passing by
yeah.
you on the street, you know?
Or you get the Hillary Clinton disease. What was the name of it? Kourou. Get the Kourou, like Hillary Clinton, because you eat human flesh.
How did she have that then?
That was once reading on the internet.
Well, this discussion is taking a dark turn.
Yes. It started going bad when I started that I wanted to farm old people, which was a joke.
We know you were joking.
Right.
But the thing is, if the economy continues to go down, it will go to the food industry at one point, and maybe we will not have food shortages, but different food, more creative, let's say.
I don't know, man, but let's not think too much of a dystopia, you know? It's already fucked up enough, right?
True. we're already doomed. What was it? Somebody was talking about a doom clock. Was that you, Silverbeam? A doomsday clock?
Not sure it will speak up.
Oh.
I don't think they will do that, though, because that might cause an uprising if people don't have food, you know? That's such a basic need.
Well,
I'm not
so
saying no food.
Food.
Different food. Made from different ingredients. Like, like a tasteless paste that you don't even know what it's made out of.
Yeah.
Chef, man, I hope you're wrong about this, really.
You remember the first RoboCop movie? Well, the kind of shit he was eating, you know?
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Insects for protein as well. That they are working on it. I mean, I do think it will be the next thing, you know, in a few years. I do think the food shortages are going to happen. I mean, I don't want them to, but I think they are deliberately fucking up the food supply. No, I really do.
Well, I'd like to think it's the bad food supply. At least if people grow their own stuff, they know what they're eating. They won't grow Soylent or whatever.
Yes, and also there is many, many, many tons of food that are produced and wasted each and every year. So
right.
It's not per se a bad thing.
It could be a good thing, yeah, we'd get rid of all the crap food. Well, those fast food restaurants, my feelings wouldn't be hurt if they all went away.
Yeah.
No one got away from McDonald's and shit.
Yeah, I think they'll survive, though, all those. I mean, look what they did at lockdown. They made sure McDonald's was still open, but they closed the gyms, you know.
Exactly. They will not go away, I'm sure of that.
They
won't. Make too much money.
Yeah.
Yes, but I remember that all those things were bigger when I was a kid or younger. So, in a sense, they are already preparing even the people that eat badly for a not scarcity, but smallest portion, let's say.
Yeah, that is true. I've noticed my weekly shop, though, I get less. I don't know, they're putting less in packets of things, you know, less meat and, you know,
smaller
you're paying more. Yeah, I've noticed that a lot, you know, recently. It's like my shopping bill's gone up, but I'm bringing home less, you know.
That's been going on I've noticed that since early 2000s. It seems like the prices just keep going up and up and up and getting less and less and less.
Yeah, I mean, it's not new, but I think this year it's accelerated a little bit. You know, like bigger jumps in price over a short period, you know.
Yeah, there was something I noticed the other day, and I can't remember what it was, that went up really high, and I was like, man, like not even doubled, like tripled in price. I can't remember what it was. I'll think of it in a minute.
I don't think there will be shortage of food, but like I said, it will be less available and different.
Probably more expensive too, yeah, like we were just saying. It'll just, just everything, like the water, the electricity, the, you know, electricity, gas, and you know, all your regular utility bills, seems like they're constantly like, oh, we got to raise price because, you know, like for the water, they kept saying, oh, we're in a drought, we're in a drought. Well, we're not in a drought, but they still managed to get a raise for the water company. It's just ridiculous.
Yes, but also those companies, they are branching out, making investments in the market, and they have different needs of cash than they had before when they were just doing water or those type of things.
Not necessarily. I mean, they just do water here. I mean, I guess it's important, but
it's the most important. In Switzerland, we are lucky. We have clean water and everything. But the thing is that it's so reliant on the government in the end. That they might be private entity on those markets, but it's all on the government. We know how competent they are for big issues.
Oh, everyone is so mute.
There isn't that much to be said about Corona, because in the end, it's quite boring. Nothing really much is happening, and it keeps getting, the news keeps getting tighter and tighter, and it's getting depressing week on and week in, just continue to
Yeah.
Take note of the progress.
So any other thing we could talk about then?
Well, there is always the fantastic end, the apparent end of the Trump presidency.
Yeah, yesterday I have this WhatsApp chat group, okay, with a couple of people that, you know, are skeptical like us about this whole corona crisis. But one of them, yesterday she posted a Facebook post from someone else that said, there is now proof that Trump will win, and Trump sent two warships to Brussels to dismantle the deep state and all that.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Ab just talked about himself in the third person. Woo-hoo-hoo!
But anyway, I was just facepalming when she posted that in our group because it was full of rubbish. But apparently she believed it, so I guess Trump can now invade Belgium any moment, guys.
That will be excellent. That will be great. That will make for excellent TV.
Yeah, but no, it's just rubbish. But somehow she falls for this very easy find to disinformation bullcrap, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like the Q stuff, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, but let's not discount the possibility that Trump might win. I'm totally unaware of the process that is taking place, and I don't even get any idea if it's even possible that he still win at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, who knows about that circus, yes. But this post that she made in our chat group wasn't about the president. It was also about the presidency, you're right, but the rest of the thing was completely bullshit. Like, the guy showed a map of airplanes going to Guantanamo Bay or something, and that was some sort of hint to... was just complete gibberish, but I don't know what got into her that she believes that shit. But of course, yeah, in theory about the presidency, Trump could still win it. You're right.
His tweets are brilliant. He's still confesses, like, on Twitter. Every single tweet is, like, fact-checked as well. Like, got that banner on it saying that, oh, this is incorrect information, because he's still saying, we've won. It's funny. But, yeah, I get the feeling that he will after all this, because it seems like they've exposed a lot, you know. Do you know what I mean? In a short space of time, like, a lot of crap has been happening.
Yeah, of course, it could be. It's a possible scenario, and then of course all the Democrat fans will be very angry. So you will have more, you know. It's just a divide and conquer tactic again, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. It doesn't matter who will win. It will be not be the president of unity. That's for sure.
President of unity? No, no. Of course, there won't be.
Which shows that the system is completely stupid, because no one is really thinking about the interests of the country. They are basically more occupied to shit on the other guy.
Yes, indeed. It's just a big show, and they made it really extended this time, which fits the, you know, it's just pandemic entertainment for the masses, I think.
Yes, and it's 2020, you got to raise the level, a boring election. That will not pass this year. We have to make something exceptional.
Yeah, they had to give some soap opera for some show for the masses, you know, to follow it on television. And it's not over indeed, so maybe the final act will be like what Skylarkin was saying, I think, or you were saying, I don't know, that Trump will still win in the end.
Maybe. Like I said, I'm totally unaware of the process that will be enabling him to win. But I'm sure there is something. And if there is something, they will say that that was the case and whatever, whatever. And it will go on for 4 more years. But like I said, whoever is the president, it will be an impossible task for him.
What impossible task in what aspect?
In the sense that they have manipulated half of the country into hating the guy, whoever he is. So it's not that we are obtaining a good society and a good government, and you know what I mean. That's not how things work.
Yeah, of course. Whoever will win, a big part of the country will hate this guy, whether it's Trump or Biden.
Yes. It's Corona time. Everything is to be done on the extreme. And it was, frankly, it was very, very strange, this whole Trump presidency, because many of the main selling points of the guy at the time, none of that happened, really. In the end, no one that was supporting him seems to mind the fact that this guy was basically lying all the time, like every politician in the end. But in that I felt that people got so implicated in him that I thought it was strange that they didn't turn on him when it was clear that he was lying all along.
Yeah, but this is the same trick that happens with pretty much every president indeed, and everyone falls for it, and then after the election comes, then suddenly there is a shift to either Republican or Democrat, and then they will promise change, and it's an infinite loop.
Yes.
He lied
and 20 years after your presidency, people will start to love you and say that in the end, you are not a bad president. Hold on.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing he made a promise of, I think, one of the things that he actually did wasn't that building that wall in the Mexican border or something?
Is it built?
I don't know, I think so. Or they are building it still, I don't know.
Absolutely got no idea. That's a terrible thing. If that's the only promise of his campaign he managed to follow on, that's really the worst of them.
Yeah, I know. Well, as far as I know, it's been built, or partially built at least. I don't know.
I think yes, the comrades that he... Oh, sorry. I was just going to say... I think I read that he reduced, medicines and stuff, like EpiPens were cheaper and lots of other prescription medicine he did for people, like really cheap, like cheaper than usual because he'd cut out the middleman and stuff. So now there's a few things, I mean, they say that he's done, but you don't really know how much truth is in a lot of these things, I suppose, if you don't live there. But, I saw something today where they're saying that Biden had said that for people that are, really poor, if they don't have the COVID vaccine, their food stamps will be confiscated. I mean, that's fucking brutal, isn't it?
Sorry, what will they do with poor people, sorry?
They have food stamps, so they'll be confiscated, so they won't be able to get food if they don't have the vaccine.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's Biden's plan.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I saw it. Well, it was a report I saw in the Dollar Vigilante. He mentioned it, yeah.
That's brilliant. That's a brilliant plan to get many people vaccinated.
I know, take away their food, especially vulnerable, poorer people, I mean, that's just terrible.
That's terrible, yeah.
That's so it is. If that's the project, that's terrible, but that will be the case in each and every country in the world, so that's really not surprising in the end. It will be everywhere, in Europe, wherever you want. You want to be accessible to any type of help from your government, you will have to take the shot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we knew that, didn't we?
Oh, let's not start this again. I'm trying to keep my mouth good tonight,
No, you're right. Did you hear what happened in Denmark, caller? Did you hear what happened? That's really positive what they did there.
Didn't they ban a law for a mandatory vaccine or something?
Yeah, they all protested outside Parliament, banging pots and pans, and in the end, they won. Like, the government said, okay, we won't make it mandatory.
We need to do the same thing, you know?
Yeah, everybody just needs to do that, you know? None of these organized protests, just real people and actually standing still and not moving.
Yeah, but most of the people have been advertised to you so much saying that, oh, this, it's a good thing, it's great for society, you have to have it, herd mentality, herd immunity.
Yeah.
The people want the vaccine, like more people want it than don't want it. Like more people are begging for it. They want to take it the minute it rolls out, and they want the law to tell everybody they have to take it. Like that's what's happening. That's like the attitude that's out there. That's what the advertising has done.
I don't know. I saw a poll in Italy and also in Holland, and about there were like 3,000 or 4,000 people. Okay, it's not maybe representative for the entire country, but like there were more people saying that they're not going to take the vaccine than people that will want to take the vaccine. It was like,
really?
Yeah, 70% says no. So I don't know about this, you know. It's
that's what they're actually reporting, huh? I assume that too many people are fake or tricked for a group to actually be able to get the government to change their mind. At least the U.S. government. Even if 10,000 people show up for a protest, the news will say 100 people showed up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the amount of power that is against somebody that goes against the system is overwhelming. It's amazing, like, how it comes from every direction.
Yeah, that's true. But it seems like many people do resist for taking the vaccine. So, yeah. Well, maybe there is hope after all.
That's great news.
Yeah, that is good news. That's amazing. I'd like to hear more about that.
I will try
to... Maybe easier to pull up in smaller countries. In big countries, that might be more difficult.
Well, even if
people want to take the vaccine, they should fight for the government not to force people to take it, though. Shouldn't people just want freedom, like of body autonomy? That's what amazes me. That, oh, I want it to protect me, and then you have to take it to protect me, so I want a law, like people, you know, I don't understand that attitude. I understand, like, hey, I'll take one for me, and you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. What they've done here, well, I suppose everywhere, they've brainwashed people to the extent that they think they're a martyr. They're not doing it for themselves. It's to protect others, haven't they? Because I had some stupid woman at work say to me, I can't wait for the vaccine. And I was like, well, why do you want it so much? Do you believe it will work? And she was like, oh, yeah, I believe the science, and it's to protect everyone else. And I was like, well, why do you care about everyone else? Shouldn't you be protecting yourself? And she was like, oh, well, I just trust the science, you know. And I just gave up at that point. I thought, I'm not...
Yeah, there are people like that, obviously.
Breath.
Yeah, those are lost cases, but...
Yes, they are.
You don't have to waste energy on them. It's useless. But they are not everyone is like this by far, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, a lot of people that are not conspiracy minded have said they wouldn't touch it either with a barge pole because
exactly
how long it's took. Very short period of time, isn't it? So yeah, I mean there are a lot that don't trust it at all. I agree, yeah.
Exactly. Like I also have like two friends who are not, they don't know about all this stuff that we discuss here or what can we call it, fakeology, and they don't know about this. They don't even believe maybe that this crisis is a hoax, but they told me that, you know, they're not going to take the vaccine. So I think it's there is absolutely hope for this case.
Yeah, I think so too.
It all depends on how the government are wanting for each and every individual to take the vaccine. Maybe they just want a critical mass and they will leave be the people that really don't want it. Who knows?
As long as a large group denies it, what can they do really? Because they will it'll trigger people if we're gonna ban them from public spaces if it's a large group, you know? So after all, I do also believe that they are scared of us, so they don't want to push the wrong buttons, I think.
Yeah, true. Too many of us.
Exactly.
But I don't know what the size of the critical mass will have to be for them to back out entirely. Really, I think that maybe they just don't want to test that limit, and they will, like I said, just leave the people that don't want it to be, for the simple reason to not trigger a bigger reaction.
Yeah, this could be the case as well. Like what I said, they don't want to push the wrong buttons, maybe, so it's not impossible that that will be happening in the end. We shouldn't maybe be naive and just think that will happen. It's not, we're not certain, but it could be happening. I don't see why we would always have to look for the most negative outcome of this.
Maybe it will just be for the believer. That's about it. Like I say, they just might need a critical mass and vaccination.
They will just say like, oh, okay, there are enough people that vaccinated, so it's over for this for now. And, you know, this could be the case. Well, just leave us alone, hopefully.
Yes. That's wishful thinking, but... That's the best scenario, and in the end, like you said, everything can end on a good note for each and every one of us. Who knows? I think that I am pessimistic, and I think that the masks and many safety measures will stay, but I hope that I am wrong.
I really hope that I am wrong. I sent a message today to Hoy. I said, like, when are you available for a call? Because I wanted to invite you to... Because it's funny, you know, it's, you guys' opinions about this are completely the opposite, but it's good to, I think, to hear some positive voice about that. Not saying that he's right. We don't know. We just don't know that, but, you know, we should also try to stay positive, and yeah, that's what I think.
Yes, and everything so far is not that bad. Of course, we cannot travel, but I mean, there is no door-to-door verification. I don't have seen any army truck on the street or any of those type of things. It's not the worst yet.
Exactly.
We still have some margin before we fall into some deep horror.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. I really don't know what will be the end of it. I really hope that the world will resume as it was before, but it's been a while, and people, they are quick to take habits. I'm fearful that we have already taken the bend, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's a worry, isn't it? Because how long's it been? Is it 9 months now? That's a hell of a long time, isn't it?
Yes, 9 months. 9 months since February. They are selling this crap.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
It is. And I sort of think it's got to have changed people.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Shay from Ireland. I would like to recommend Fakeologist.com for all your truths.
Hey, is that Pete Shay? Pete Shay, is it? The flat
earther? Probably.
I think it is, yeah. Yeah.
So maybe all of that is just to hide the fact that the earth is in fact flat. And some people were getting too close to uncover the mystery. They have to set up a world epidemic just to cover the truck.
That's probably it.
It's to throw everybody off the scent of the flat earth. Oh, Eric Dubé was right. Mark Sargent was not full of shit. Oh, shit.
Yes, yeah, it's that guy with the rocket last year. It's the guy that started it all. They got so excited that they made him disappear and started this corona thing.
He faked his death. That was part of it.
Oh, yes, what was his name? Mad Mike?
Mad Mike?
Did you know that guy was actually had an interview on Tosh.0? You guys know who Tosh.0 is?
Not at all.
No.
You don't know Tosh.0? Holy shit. Oh, Benoit, you gotta, and Skylock and Cooler, you guys gotta watch Tosh.0 interviews the Mad Mike. And Tosh.0 is just a fun... Yes, it's on YouTube. It is on YouTube, even though it was a... Tosh.0 was a show that was in the U.S. It was a show where he does funny stuff. Mad Mike is a fucking womanizer. Like, he's like a whore dog womanizer. That's what he's portrayed as on Tosh.0. I was like, damn! They're just talking about, like, going out and getting women and stuff like that. Like, that was the whole interview was about. That's how I saw it. But it was an interesting interview, man. He was on mainstream TV, like a Tosh.0.
Okay, let's listen for a minute of that.
Yeah, go for it.
I believe the world is a different shape than what we were taught in those programming centers, which is called public school system. Now, the edge, which keeps all the oceans in, is a 150-foot ice wall, which is Antarctica.
Now, yesterday, the sun and the moon was in the sky here at the same time, which is not possible, in my belief, when it glows.
Holy shit,
smart enough to build a missile from scratch, yet stupid enough to climb inside. My kind of crazy. That's Mad Mike, and he attempted to challenger himself into space with absolutely zero clearance to do so to see if the Earth was flat with his own two eyes. Twice. Flat earthers doubt that the Earth revolves around a star in the galaxy 100,000 light years wide, which has been traveling at 242 miles per second for 13 billion years. Okay, fine. Starting to see their point. As we all know, scientific facts are completely debatable. If science is so smart, how come it still hasn't beaten cancer? Or the hiccups? The only thing it's ever done is make that MILF Kylie look reasonably hot. People who don't trust science are the backbone of this country. Mad Mike doesn't run computer simulations or do math like some pussy. He boldly went where everyone that can afford a plane ticket has gone before. It's the coolest, most dangerous thing I've seen in 10 years of doing this show, which is why I launched that DIY astronaut to Planet Hollywood for this week's Celebrity Profile. Hey, Mike! Get over here, you old lunatic!
Daniel, this looks nothing like your show on TV.
That's the game here in Hollywood. It's all fake. Some of the biggest hoaxes in history were shot on this stage. Game of Thrones, the assassination of JFK, Benghazi.
I knew it. What about 9/11?
No, that wasn't us.
Okay.
I believe that was shot up in Vancouver. Now, how old are you, Mask?
62.
And how many times have you climbed inside of a rocket?
Two. And I'm the only guy in history to design, build, and then launch himself in his own rocket.
Are you legally allowed to leave Earth?
You know, we plan to keep it with FAA and whatever else, but, you know, I'm not to that point yet where it's a $2 million venture to get me to space.
How much have you raised so far?
I think I got about $87 in my pocket.
So it's going a little slow. Do they fine you? You're not allowed to launch a rocket.
They don't want me launching it from my backyard. They want people a quarter mile away from it. They want the airports notified.
And you notify the airports? You do all of that?
Usually.
Have you been a risk taker your entire life?
Well, I've been married a couple of times. I don't know. Dated a couple of women that probably pretty questionable morals. When I used to pick up women in clubs, I used to use neurolinguistics, which was just study of eye patterns and body movements.
Okay.
I would use that. But I would use the GUI theory, and that is go ugly early. You don't have to buy many drinks, and you always get laid by 10 o'clock at night. You can go back out again. I'm not saying it's going to work for everybody.
No, but that's a solid theory. More bang for your buck.
I used to have a bad problem. I used to pick up women. I would, like, when they were asleep, I would write on them with a permanent magic marker.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't know it till they got home the next day, taking a shower, looking, hey, what's going back there?
That doesn't seem like a hobby as much as it does assault. What's the game plan? You're planning to get to the apex of the height and then just eyeball it out the window and like, oh yeah, the Earth is round, and then come back down?
Well, I never said that I was going to try to prove the flat Earth at 1,800 feet. I mean, that's goofy in my books, okay?
Okay.
It was just supposed to raise awareness to get me to space to prove what shape this planet is. I believe it's stationary, motionless, and I believe it is flat.
I believe you don't believe that, and you just want a free trip to space.
A lot of people think that, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I believe in my first wife also, so I don't know.
If I had her here right now, would she be shocked that you're shooting yourself into space, or would she say, yeah, that's about right?
I'd like to see her tits again. They were incredible.
Oh, they were incredible. Listen, nothing's better than history. Nothing's better than history.
Yeah. The thing is, everything has an expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
And once the gravy train has been formed, okay,
Amen. You know how long I've been doing this show?
10 years.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, I know, man. You probably got direct deposit, though, so you don't even get the ka-ching. Just...
Direct deposit really convenient, though. You don't like that?
I don't trust banks.
You don't trust banks?
Oh, no, no.
Where do you want me to put my money? I'm being honest.
I would think putting Mad Mike in space for $2 million.
You better make that motherfucker a two-seater, and I want to sit in front, and I don't want to sit behind you, because I don't want the last thing of us going into Earth is me penetrating through you.
Yeah. I don't even like the thought of that.
I made a globe. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
It's 100% accurate. I'm still working out some of the kinks.
The obvious problem, that's on an axis, and this world is not on an axis.
But how else am I going to get it to spin?
You know what?
Spin?
I think you're going to trim the edges. And that's probably not your scale either.
No, this is the scale.
It is the scale.
Well, at least I printed it out. Do you believe in gravity?
No, I don't believe in gravity. If we live on a globe, those poor people in Australia are hanging upside down, and gravity's holding all this water. Some people that believe in the globe are telling me now there's no up and down on the globe. There's up and down when I'm with my girlfriend, you know what I mean?
Always back to the thrusting.
I'm sorry, that's part of my life.
What would it take for me to convince you that the world is round?
I don't believe anyone can convince me the world is round because they have no proof. I can believe in the Easter Bunny if I want to.
No, you can't. Not at this age.
I can't.
Okay,
I guess
that's
I can.
Silly. Well, you ever seen the Queen of England?
Not in person.
Okay,
I don't
then does she exist?
I don't know.
You ever seen grandma porn? I've never seen it, but I know it exists. I actually want to watch it, but I don't want to look it up on my computer. I bet you've never seen the face of a sexually satisfied woman. Burn! Alright. Do you call round earthers globetards?
No, here's the thing. In our lives, we need to quit fighting with each other, because that's what the government and everything, they want us all fighting about. You know, what sports team do you like? Are you Republican or are you Democrat? Are you Pepsi or Diet Pepsi?
Wait. Nobody's fighting over Pepsi or Diet
Maybe.
Pepsi.
Maybe.
No, I'm a Sam's Cola guy myself.
Really?
Bulk.
Nasty.
You gotta save money.
Okay, then go get a $20 hooker. I'm just saying, if you want to save money, go to Vegas, $20 hooker. And actually, they're probably cheaper than that on Monday morning.
What's the cheapest hooker you've ever slept with?
I'm not saying either way. I'm
okay.
Just saying.
That's your business, but I respect it. I spent $500 for a hand job in Vegas once. Oh, it's horrible. My brother said he needed the money. Mad Mike, you done?
Oh, that was funny.
Turns out you don't need to be a rocket scientist to build a rocket. Technically, mine is just a firework that you can ride. I'm a little worried about the report.
I don't see any safety equipment, you know, and I'm all about safety. That's pretty evident, right? Because I want to live through this thing,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I want to see my cats grow up and, you know, see their grandkids and stuff like that.
Okay, that's weird. Are you doing any modifications to the rocket? How different is the next rocket going to be? Will it be bigger?
And you know, keep asking me, is it getting bigger? I don't know. I'm not going to answer that question anymore.
Okay.
Probably will be.
Mike, you probably think I'm going to help you with your rocket. But going up isn't the way you prove the Earth is flat. It's going down. See, the Earth is only 2 to 3 feet deep in any particular place.
So you're telling me you found a spot 3 foot deep?
2 to 3 feet.
Okay.
Easy.
I traded Elon Musk's attack of Ambien for this drill. All right, there we go. There we go. Now grab my ankles and let's see what's down there. Ah, it's space, all right. Crawl space. There's rat shit everywhere.
Well, kiss my taint. That's all the proof I need.
Smells like Satan's jack down here. Pull me up.
I was not expecting that guy to be so horny. In this current climate, maybe it's a good time for him to leave the planet.
Here we go.
Now, that was a funny interview, wasn't it? That was a good interview. I thought it was a great interview. It really, and they actually hit on a lot of the points, like his main points were hit on, right? Even though the main point was that he likes, you know, hookers and stuff. They were hit on that a little bit too hard, but whatever.
Yes, which it wasn't bad.
Yeah, pretty funny though. Pretty funny, huh? Yeah.
Yes. Suddenly the guy disappeared.
I know! Vaya Cadillos, Mad Mike! Oh! So did he really die, or did he just, you know, go to the ice wall, that they just sent him over the ice wall to retire?
He's in the island with Tupac and all them.
Yeah, he's with all the other celebs.
Yes.
I don't think he died. I think he's
I think he was just, like, bullshitting. He was just trolling Flat Earth. Because it was on the news when he died as well. It was so funny. It was on, like, Radio 4 News. And I remember...
It still sucks, you know, if he really died. But, who knows? Like, hey, I'm a fakeologist, man. I don't believe what the fucking news says, right? But, interesting guy, though. And, I just think he was an interesting guy flying around in the compressed air rocket, right?
Yes.
Steam rocket?
That's an interesting project. Whatever the reason for it is, it's a great project.
Yeah. But,
somewhere inside that man, there was a kid that was having a blast each and every time he was watching the rocket.
Right. Good point. And, yeah, that's for sure.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he run for governor in California or something? Didn't he run for something or other? I remember hearing that.
I don't know. Did he? I don't vote or watch the news.
At one point, everyone that is relevant does. I think that Joe Exotic even ran for governor in Florida. So.
Or Oklahoma, right?
Okay, Oklahoma.
That show, holy shit.
I am convinced that it is all bad acting. I don't think there is someone named Joe Exotic in the end.
there was some funny stuff on that show. The poor guy, the boyfriend, his crackhead, his like a meth head boyfriend or whatever, like shot himself on accident. Like that was crazy, dude.
If that's
true,
that's crazy. I don't believe that's true.
Everything's fake.
No, it's too convenient. You get the girl that got her arm ripped off conveniently when the shooting crew is there. The guy that is committing suicide. Just outside of the field of the camera. I mean, it's too convenient.
Yeah, and the gist of the girl that got her arm ripped off, they could have saved her arm, but she would have had to go through a couple years of physical therapy. And it would have ruined, it would have cost too much to put her through all that. So to save the park, she got her arm amputated. Now that's fucked up, dude, right? Instead of just going through physical therapy for a couple of years to get your arm better and go through a couple surgeries?
Yes, it's insane.
Right? Like that movie,
that show is just nonsense. Yeah, that's why I think that they recruited someone that was already made. And they just made it so that we don't see that she was already hurt. And at one point they say, okay, the tiger fucked up her arm and all that. But apart from that, if you see it as a work of fiction, that show is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. It is funny. It's a funny show. She kept blaming a girl. She kept saying that the other... That... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. Just want to say it's really late over here. I will have to go. But thanks for the conversation.
It's always a pleasure.
Later, right. Cooler.
Bye.
That's all, folks.